day.
Your show, you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we start things out, we go right into the phone calls, because it is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Jarvis in Pennsylvania. Jarvis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's up?
This is the first time I've called in since March's big announcement. I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
She's
doing well.
Good. My wife and I just had triplets about 3 months ago, and
good
they
Lord.
Are the best thing that ever happened to me. So
really?
The best of luck.
Now, wait. How long is it between when you get somebody pregnant and when you can find out how many of them are in there? How long does that take?
A few months.
Because that's not something you can plan for, right? I mean, if you're planning to have a kid, it's a shocker if it's twins. It's got to be just a stunning event if it turns out to be triplets.
Yeah.
It's pretty stunning, yeah. And it was sort of a gradual thing, actually, because one of them they thought might disappear. There's a thing called missing twin syndrome. So early on, there was one that was sort of maybe not going to make it, so we're kind of gearing ourselves up for losing it. And never
wow.
We're losing
it.
Are they all the same sex, the triplets? Or?
They are. They're all boys.
Okay.
Does that mean you're a virile male?
I suppose.
I don't know what that means. Is that what that means?
It means nothing like that. It means it's a magic egg.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
So,
well, they're fraternal, so it's actually magic three eggs.
Mm. Oh, is it? Okay.
So I wanted to comment on your contract that you have with your wife. So I wanted to say my dad was and is an absolutely wonderful father, and I'm pretty sure he never, ever got up in the middle of the night to... you know, take care of me or anything.
I'm pretty sure most people's dads didn't get up in the middle of the night to take care of them either.
Right. So I don't really see why people are giving such a hard time about this.
Because it's the new feminism.
Yeah.
It's not like the old feminism where we want to be treated equally. It's the new feminism where we want us to be women, but we want you to do half the work. And
right. You want all guys to do everything that girls do.
Right. And it
doesn't seem unreasonable to me. If you're going to have a kid, you should do half the work.
Well, why is that?
Well, because you're in it together.
Well, that's what... but what if you make an agreement where you don't?
Well, then that's what you've done.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Why would say half the work doesn't mean the same work? You know, I mean, my wife never goes up and cleans the gutters, you know?
There's
things that guys just prefer to do and are better at doing, and there's things that women prefer to do and are better at doing, and that's
touché.
I'm fully responsible for killing all bugs. I have to take out the garbage.
Auto maintenance.
Anything that has to do with fire and
yard care.
You know...
Right.
Yeah, I understand the bug thing. I've tried to get Julia to kill more bugs, and she's generally pretty good about it, but there's one particular type that I have to take care of at this point. So.
Well, they're grody.
Yeah. You know, I tried to get up and help my wife with the kids when they were little, but she would always get up anyway and micromanage everything. So I said, you know what? What's the point? You do it.
Yep.
So, Jarvis, did you have any other thoughts or anything else you
wanted to say? If I could, I have a story to share about my kids.
Okay, sure.
So I went, you know, there's three of them, and I want to do something special for their middle names. And I'm not really into that whole, like, family name passing down thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I decided to give them middle names that mean peace in different cultures. So we came up with Pace, which is Latin, Aaron is Hebrew, and Casimir, which is Polish for bringer of peace. My mom was at a high school reunion a couple of weeks ago, and she went to a Catholic school, so she was telling one of the nuns about my baby's name. And the nun said to my mom, "So I guess you guys are against the war then." And my mom said, "You know, yeah." And so the nun asked kind of, you know, tentatively, "Have you thought at all about who you are supporting for president?" And my mom said, "Well, it's a little early still, but from what I've seen so far, I think Ron Paul would probably be a pretty good choice." And the nun apparently just lit up, saying, like, "Oh, isn't he just wonderful? Everything he says makes so much sense, but nobody's talking about
it. Wow.
It's great to know somebody else out there who supports them," and on and on and on. And
he
apparently
amazing.
Talked with my mom for like half an hour about Ron Paul.
Yeah. Is the word's really getting out, and I'm surprised simply because I'm so used to people not even knowing what libertarian means.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not.
They may not still.
They don't have to know, but they know who Ron Paul is.
They don't have to. They know truth when they hear it.
Exactly. And she just heard him in the debates, like she's not connected to the internet or any of the whole movement type thing. It's just this, it connects us.
Good. That's good. And that just goes to show that the more media exposure he gets, it's good that he's popular online. That's where his base is really being able to activate and do things for him effectively. But the more media attention, mass media he can get, radio stations, TV stations, the more people like her that that he'll be able to reach is really important. Great story, Jarvis, and thanks for sharing it. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Continuing, let's go to Windquake, listening in Indianapolis. Hello, Windquake.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Wayne, how you doing?
Great, good, sir. What's on your mind?
You know what today is?
November the 24th.
It is the best day of the year, the day that the world needs to celebrate. It is UN Day, friends.
Oh, man.
And right now, I would like to kick off this UN Day celebration by listing the accomplishments of the great UN. You ready?
Please do.
Here we go. All right, there you go.
All right.
There's a list.
Yeah. No, they really haven't done anything except form bureaucracy and siphon off money from American taxpayers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, they really don't do much of anything. It's largely just a foreign debate club. They get most of their money from the United States, and it seems like what they want to do is control us more than anybody else.
Well, what they have, there are some things they've done, like they've gone in and killed people, in different regions.
Africa.
They're blue-helmeted troops. And they've tried to reinstall governments in places that don't want them, like Somalia. The Somali people have made it very clear they aren't interested in having another government, but yet the UN intends, it demands that it continue to attempt it.
Yeah.
And
a centralized government in Somalia is going to do them any damn good.
Well, it does good for the UN because it helps promulgate the idea that government is good and that every place needs a government. And the Somali people are rejecting it, thank goodness. And so we'll continue to track the situation over there. Windquake, any other thoughts tonight?
Just go Ron Paul.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
I was going to say, after World War One, Woodrow Wilson tried to start the League of Nations, and the American people rejected it.
Yeah, he did start the League of Nations, but America wasn't in it.
Yeah, and then of course after World War Two, through incrementalism, the UN was formed, and
right.
The rest is history.
The funny thing about the UN is what they had to do to form it is essentially to get the Soviet Union to come on board and all its little satellite sisters. They had to give the Soviet Union 3 votes. And the United States has won. And that doesn't make any sense.
No, they're gone now. 800-259.
Well, yeah, but the votes still remain.
Really? There's no Soviet Union.
They've been split up somehow, and I'm not exactly
sure.
So,
Estonia gets half a vote or something, or what?
That country still has one, but I know Georgia was one of them. At this point, you're beyond my ability to tell you what's going on with the UN, but I can tell you, I didn't vote for those people, and I'm not interested in them passing down rules for me.
Speaking of the Soviet Union, did you guys hear about the George Bush quote from, I think it was earlier this week or last, sometime very recently, they were talking about it. A reporter was asking him about the situation with Putin over in Russia, how there's like this weird situation there where there's the government has been disbanded or something like that, and therefore the elections can't happen the way they're supposed to. I'm not very familiar with that situation, but George Bush sort of quipped that he's been planning to do that here.
Oh, good. Doesn't surprise me.
He's joking and everything.
Sure. Until it happens.
He sure wouldn't mind it, would he?
You know, I'm a paranoid freak, but I really do wonder, are we going to have elections in 2008? And
what is the first state of emergency?
Right. And is the person that's supposed to take over in 2009, are they going to take over?
Mm.
Yeah. Fine question.
Because I can tell you, the person that's not going to take over is one of the Bush clone Republicans that's running. Fred Thompson's not going to take over, Mitt Romney's not going to take over, and Giuliani's not going to take over, because the American people will not go for this war being pushed on. So I think that Ron Paul could have a chance of winning the election, and if not, I think it's going to be a Democrat.
But that's only if they have the election, right?
Right. That's if they have it. Talk about paranoid. You know, sometimes when I'm driving in my car, I just pick my cell phone up and I sing songs for Homeland Security.
That is paranoid.
Like in Chinese with off key and stuff.
Yeah. They say that it can hear you even when it's off.
They could. They do have that technology where they can flip on your phone. And it's
but
not
the
just
thing is, I care about you, Wayne.
Yeah.
I sang some snappy songs in Chinese for them.
they've had that technology for home phones for years as well, where it doesn't matter if your phone's on the hook, they have the ability to open up that line and listen in.
A lot of the new laptops come with cameras built in now, too.
You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Tom, Jeff, ladies first. If you make the call, this is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson for Midas. October 24, 2007. Gold 756 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $779.28, $384.20 for half, $192.10 for quarter. That's $779.28, $384.20, $192.10. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation, 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Starting at $22 a month, go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. As we go to the phones, talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you something really wacky happened. I was at the doctor the other day, and yeah, I'm okay, but I got a prescription. Yeah, I wasn't in a lot of pain, didn't need any painkillers, I don't need handicapped parking spot or anything, but what happened was I got this prescription for 600 milligram ibuprofen.
Mm, so it's just a big Advil.
Ibuprofen is a non-prescription pain reliever.
Right.
But in the 200 milligram pill.
Right, so you take three of them and you've got the equivalent.
Oh, no, that the label says to only take two. And three of them, a pill. I don't know how many people are doing time right now for possession of the 600 milligram pill.
I can't imagine very many, but yeah, you're right. It's just a racket to protect people, business.
Tom, are you saying that you went out and you just bought a regular bottle of aspirin and just took those instead and you didn't actually go and fill the prescription?
Well, I did the math, and three pills cost more than the one pill with my insurance. I handed over my insurance card to see whether it would be cheaper with my insurance because that covers prescriptions.
It's free.
And the first question that the lady asked is, are you the card holder? And I said, no, you're holding it now. and of course, I raised the point that this is over-the-counter medicine, and she says, no, not in the 600-milligram pills. And I said, whenever you fill a prescription, you hand it to the customer over the counter.
Yeah.
Now, here's something else I got for you.
All right.
Okay. Let's say when you were a baby, your great-grandfather wrote down the family history. You know, where he was born and where his parents were born, when they got married and where their parents were from and all of that stuff. And all of his descendants, all of their dates and places of arrivals, connections, and departures.
Nobody did that with my family.
And gave that to all to his brothers and sisters and to his sons and daughters.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your third cousin has a copy of it and uses software called Family Tree Maker and punches it all in there and... Then now that's got your information or your birth date, birthplace, and who your parents were and all of that private stuff. And it's not really private because your mother had every right to tell everybody she had a baby.
Right.
And they had every right to tell everybody else. Okay, so not really private at all, but people like to keep it private. And your third cousin wants to share it with somebody who uses another software package, like personal ancestral file. Mm-hmm. So they do this export into a file that's a standardized called GEDCOM. And that standard is compatible to any genealogy software. And the thing is, it can also be uploaded onto a website.
Heavens no. What about it?
Well, I mean, I've downloaded thousands of these, and I built this website indexing all these thousands of different GEDCOM files on the Internet.
Why?
And some people don't like... Well, because let's say you want to find out if you're related to anybody else. You want to find cousins that are researching the same ancestor. Well, you look it up under the same town that your ancestors were from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And like a name like Edgington, for example, whatever town your grandfather came from...
Covington.
If there's another Edgington in that listed in that town, you can contact them and see if you're cousins.
I see. So you've done this, Tom? You've put together a genealogy website?
I put together the genealogy website, and I get every once in a while an email from somebody who's all bent out of shape at me for publishing this on my website when it's already on the Internet.
Right. You sucked it off of the Internet and then just put it up somewhere else on the Internet, so it was already there.
It was already there, and besides... Well, the day you were born, your mother had every right to tell people that she had a baby, and they had every right to tell everybody else. And
it's public record,
possibly,
I believe.
Well, that's
possibly
true.
Possibly in the newspaper, and in some states, public record.
Sure.
But, you know, what...
It's just another place where people can commit identity theft, don't you think?
Yeah, but not only that, you have no control over your third cousin publishing this stuff on the Internet once they have it. It's like you have no control over your genealogy.
You don't post their Social Security numbers, though, do you?
Oh, no, I don't post
that. How can somebody steal an identity without a Social Security number?
That's certainly a critical aspect to stealing identity.
You can get it, though. If you have a name and address, there are sources where you can get the Social Security number.
Well, it's not hard to get names and addresses either. I mean, a lot of this stuff is online. I can go to addresses.com and get most people's name, phone number, and address. All I have to do is have a little bit of information, and reverse lookups can share all kinds of new info with you. Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't know. Should we feel bad about that? I don't feel bad about it. Look, somebody's got the info. They put it online. That's the way the cookie crumbles. If you want your information secret, then you have to do your best to keep it secret. But if it's information that was already in the possession of another person, then you just have to cross your fingers.
People want to know this info. I mean, I'm not a big fan of genealogy. I think that, you know,
it's
probably
a hobby. People have hobbies.
People have hobbies. I think that probably there were people crossing marital bounds out there. And I know that at some point or another, we're all related. So
yeah, the gene pool got polluted in a few places, though.
Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Jeff in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First, did you guys catch Bill Maher that Friday night?
No. What was on Bill Maher?
Let's just say he was. They had some 9/11 people in there.
Oh yeah. I heard about that. I was very amused over the weekend. I saw the because I go to the Prison Planet for show prep. I don't use it for anything else besides police.
Do you guys
want to
get messages across like that? You guys go. People don't do that. That just makes people look bad.
Yeah. Absolutely, it does. And what I found interesting was that the paranoid conspiracy theorists. They were very, very upset at Bill Maher. They were calling him things like, you know, mass media gatekeeper.
Oh, see, you got like not you guys, but I meant you guys as the people that interrupted the show.
Yeah,
They go on the show. They go on, interrupt the program, and they expect what cake and coffee like that.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. Is this the truth about 9/11? Well, let me hear it.
Yeah, we just didn't have a show planned at all tonight, so let's just put the camera on the jackball in the audience and let him spout off for half an hour.
The guy who won't shut up.
Well, what was interesting, though, is the same people that were chiding Bill Maher for being a gatekeeper for the mass media 5 weeks ago when he had Ron Paul on the show were praising Bill Maher for being in favor of Ron Paul. So, you know, one minute he's their friend, the next minute he's their enemy. They're so inconsistent and really just
and
like a kind of paranoid kooks.
Yeah, and then but I do want to talk about the California fires, but my last comment on this is people think that was a controlled explosion. I don't know. I mean, a couple tons of airplane flying into a building with a couple of pounds of fuel with tons of debris on top of it, burning for a couple of hours, I'm sure that then contributes to the collapse.
It's just such an academic exercise in futility. More on the way. We'll let you comment on California. It is still on fire. Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. We Americans love to measure things, our bank accounts, our waste, and gas mileage. So how can you get more MPG while fattening your bank account and expanding your waste? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Here's the real riddle. Which uses more gasoline waiting in drive-through banking and fast food lines? Allowing your car to idle while you pause for the cause? Or turning the engine off and on again? The answer lies in one more measurement. Time. Idling for more than 30 seconds consumes more gas than restarting. Another gas-saving tip? If you turn your engine off and have a fuel-injected car, don't pump the gas pedal on restarting. Carbureted cars hold pedal 1/2 inch until engine runs smoothly. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
We continue with the phone calls. We go back to Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you wanted to comment on the California fire situation.
Yes. I had a feeling something wasn't right about these fires, and now they're talking arson in at least one of them.
Hmm.
And they said that, and there's reports that one guy was shot dead and one was captured.
Wow.
Really? I had not heard those reports.
Now, were they firemen or anything like that? Or
No, it was on Drudge Report, CBS Newslink.
Hmm.
One guy has been captured, but they haven't released the name of the guy or any information like that.
Because we were talking about during the break, there was a situation at some point where firemen were actually caught setting fires.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the same one, but they said there was a guy that was caught on a motorcycle trying to flee police.
Hmm. Interesting. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate hearing from you. As we continue and talk to Brian, and we'll come back to the fires because Lou Rockwell had an excellent commentary on it today. Let's go first to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, what's shaking, Colorado?
Yeah, the Tom is on prescription medication, huh? That explains a lot. As you guys know, I had I was involved in a car crash here about 10 weeks ago tomorrow, I think. Mm. And a Lincoln Town Car going 60 miles an hour down the road. I just found out. Actually, I got the police report. Of course, it takes forever to get that stuff.
Right.
Find out exactly what happened. I think it's wrong. I mean, you know, what I remember is not what is put down there. But you know, I was kind of not
a little groggy.
What I was doing, a little groggy. But this guy, you know, 3 tons of steel and leather going 60 miles an hour. It totaled 4 cars on the freeway. 4 cars had to be carried off.
Wow.
And everybody walked away except for me. I had a little hip problem. Anyway, Wayne there has been calling me every week and busting my ass about things.
It's so sweet.
I've been recovering, and I'm walking today.
Excellent. Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I've been walking. Yeah, 10 weeks ago. So it's all the all those good herbs that that Wayne set me up with, and I just been keeping off of it. You know, I've been very religious about not putting zero weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
And my physical therapist the other day says, "Yeah, you can walk it. I can't crawl on my knees,
right?
Because when I do that, the weight is going to hit that thing that got broke."
Mm.
But I'm very careful about, you know, standing up straight and watching where my toe goes.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Brian. That's great news. So I guess you will be making it out to the Liberty Forum in January then.
Oh, I'd make it out if I had a wheelchair.
Very good. Very good. Looking forward to seeing you then.
So the guy with the limp will be Brian.
Yeah.
That's right.
Unless you can get rid of the limp by then.
What's really weird is I'm learning how to walk again. I mean, I can't walk right. I mean, I don't know what's wrong, but you know, I'm gonna have to have somebody look at me, or have to look and, you know, walk into a mirror or something to make sure everything's is okay.
It's weird, isn't it? It's not quite like getting back on a bicycle. It's not that I have any idea about how to walk again, but I had a problem with my fingers earlier this year, and I haven't been using my right finger at all because it was the most affected of all of my fingers. I've been using my middle finger to click my mouse and that sort of thing, and a week ago I decided maybe I should try using my old finger again, and I felt kind of crippled. I couldn't. It wasn't that it was hard to click things or move it. I could. It just, I wasn't used to it. I hadn't been using it for months, and it was just very strange. I felt like I had to relearn how to use my fingers. So yeah, I can sort of.
Yeah, you lose that muscle memory. I mean, there's something in the muscle that, you know, remembers how to, you know, you don't think about walking when you walk. Your muscles do all that for you, and
yeah,
now your brain, the part of your brain that does all that stuff, the reptile brain.
Autonomic system, I think.
Autonomic.
Yeah,
I don't think
right.
That's part of it.
No,
that's smooth muscles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There are neuromuscular pathways.
Very good. Congratulations,
well,
Brian.
One more thing. I am woefully behind on the podcast, but have you guys talked about thisnovember5th.com?
No, not yet. This is the money bomb thing?
thisnovember5th.com. They're trying to get 100,000 people to each donate $100 to Ron Paul.
It's a pretty lofty goal. How close are they?
Well, they have 8,000 people signed up now. But the way to do it is to get the word out. Anybody who's heard of it that I've talked to has signed up right away.
It's not an unreasonable amount, $100. That's within the reach of most people.
Most of the people that are donating to me, taking off my shirt for Ron Paul, are wanting to donate on November the 5th. So
it's a fine idea.
Well,
I'll probably
remember what November 5th is.
Yes.
That's why they picked it.
Guy Fawkes Day, V for Vendetta,
right.
All that good
exactly.
Stuff. Brian, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's see. Oh, there's another website that sort of going around the Ron Paul circles. People are pretty excited about this Operation Live Free or Die. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
I contacted the gentleman who's behind that today, and we'll see if we can get him set up for an interview, because people are really... This is one of those things where a bunch of listeners have sent me this. And,
yeah.
Hey, you should talk to this guy. Okay, well, it's one of the guys from Google.
Really?
If you saw the interview with Ron Paul at Google, which in my opinion was one of the best interviews he's done so far.
Well, they really got to sit down with him.
Yeah, he really had enough time to explain himself, and the questions were really great. And Google, the guy that was doing the questions for Google, was very open-minded, very supportive. And anyway, one of the guys that stepped up to a microphone, I can guess at pronouncing his name, Vijay, B-I-J-A-Y. He's one of the engineers at Google. In fact, he flew to Seattle just to talk to Ron Paul. So this is his idea. And in essence, the website is seattleliberty.com. The program is Operation Live Free or Die. And what they're going to do is they're going to get activists to move to New Hampshire to live there for at least a month, apparently. during the New Hampshire, right up before and during the New Hampshire
primary. To really campaign hard when, you know, when it counts.
Paul. Yeah, exactly. So pretty cool idea, and if we can help him promulgate that, populate that idea, then I think that'll be a good thing. So we'll see if we can get him on the show. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lou Rockwell over at lourockwell.com, the man behind the site, had a few things to say about the California fires. And a lot of it ties into what we talked about yesterday. He's got a little bit more information, more citations than what we did, and it's very good. He says, how fashionable it is to love nature. Down with industry, development, internal combustion engines, clear-cutting, strip malls, and private ownership. Capitalists have do nothing but ravage the beauty of Mother Earth. The hand of man only strangles and kills. If you agree with the above, you'll love the fires that have driven 500,000 people from their homes in California. And actually, as of today, I think it was 1 million people that have been displaced. And destroyed 1,200 houses. President Bush is dumping your money in the form of aid on these suffering souls, and the flames rage on. In these wretched infernos that consume civilization, we see the truth about nature. It is beautiful when it's controlled and owned and put to our use. When it is left to its own devices, however, it is mean, dangerous, cruel, and often thoroughly evil. It is, as Albert J. Knox said, the enemy. The fires force us to choose. We thrive and rule over nature, or nature rules and eats us alive. The tendency nowadays is to believe we can have it both ways. That we can build great cities and gorgeous suburbs, amass glorious wealth, live in comfort, and meanwhile let the surrounding areas take their natural course. This allows us to sit in the safety of our homes with a pious sense that we've done right by Mother Nature, and she will bless us. In fact, she has not blessed Southern California. She has been unleashed and is gorging herself on civilization itself. What went wrong? Well, the problem is in the theory of environmentalism. Under it, ownership is the enemy. Nature is an end in itself. So it must be owned publicly, that is, by the state. The state and its management of the land must not do anything to it. There must not be controlled burning, brush clearing, clear cutting, or even tourism. We can admire it from afar, say they, but the work of human hands,
from a helicopter,
must never interfere.
The knowing that it's there, and this is the thing that I always think is silly about the nature folks, is we usually don't see them out in nature. You see them in a coffee shop, sipping their coffee and you know, talking their socialist tripe. They don't really want to be bothered with nature very much. They just...
Right, nature's over there, and we're over here, and you can't touch it.
They're just malcontents.
Well, then the brush begins to gather. It piles higher and higher. Old growth rots. Uncontrolled growing leads to crowding, which is what we were talking about yesterday. The reason... One of the major reasons these fires happen the way they do is because government doesn't know how to manage land. It just doesn't. More on the way, you can take control, or it just doesn't care. One or the other. You can bring up anything more about fire. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267.
or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Features for free. And if you like the show, then you can help support Free Talk Live by amping. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is if you enjoy the fact that we give the website away, send us a few bucks. Those other guys are charging you in advance for getting on their sites. We're giving you everything up front and then just asking for your support. And hundreds of our listeners have decided to do so, which we really appreciate because that money comes in and it allows us to go back out and spread the show to new radio stations to get more new listeners on board with the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's valuable to you, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. Learn about the perks you get access to, including the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Lou Rockwell, the man behind lourockwell.com, he actually writes for his own site from time to time, and he has done a great job just trashing on the government when it comes to fighting fires. And we talked about last night how we know that government is inefficient, that government is force, and when an agency only knows how to do business by using force, it inevitably isn't going to have the same incentives that regular businesses will.
That's right.
It's not interested in customer service because it can get your money from you whether you like their service or not.
Right, and firefighters are good folks and want to do their jobs, but
sure.
It's the advancements, the stuff that's going to be done by the upper echelon in the fire department, the guys that don't fight fires but fly desks.
Sure.
Those guys are going to be less likely to innovate and
do research. There's no research and development in your fire department.
And I'm not saying they're bad guys either. I'm just saying the incentives are that you know, they sit there and they wait for a fire to happen, and then they fight the fire the same way they've been fighting fires for hundreds of years. They throw water at it. Now, maybe some...
They got those new chemicals they dump out of the planes.
But the firefighters and the fire chiefs didn't come up with those chemicals.
No,
those chemicals were, you know, they were, you know, made on the open market between companies that said, you know what, we can probably come up with a better chemical than water to fight fire.
Right.
So they did. But that doesn't change that the firefighters haven't really changed how they fight fire.
Not so much.
We should also remember that in the last 30 or 40 years, huge, huge tracts of land have been taken by from individuals by the government in the name of conservation and all this baloney. I have a personal friend whose family owned a beautiful hunting lodge up in the mountains just north of Los Angeles that was taken from them under the guise of conservation. And when a bunch of individuals own property like this, they're going to be more likely to clear it and take care of it. When the government owns huge tracts like this, they just can't possibly manage it all. And then you have a situation like this where a fire starts in one place and just ravages an entire area.
When they try to manage it, they would hire three or four people versus the one that was needed to manage that particular area, and they're just not going to do as much.
It's absolutely the case. Lou Rockwell continues. He points out that when government manages land, it pretty much is a hands-off approach to it. So the growth builds and the underbrush gets tighter and bigger, and it crowds everything out. And
this stuff's just fuel.
Right. And when the weather gets hot enough, it combusts. And then the winds blow and the fires spread. It's been the same story for several decades now, ever since the loony theory that nature should be left alone took hold. Next, we come to the government's response. Now, this is an interesting aspect we didn't cover yesterday, which amounts to run for your life or we arrest you. That's what a mandatory evacuation is, right? They say that evacuations are the best way to protect people, but this defies good sense because you're essentially abandoning everything you've worked hard to build so that nature can take its course. You just know that crazed environmentalists secretly love this approach, thinking things like, that's what you get for building those stinking houses in places where animals and plants should rule. Next, we turn to the government's glorious firefighting units. As with all government bureaucracies, they resist new technology. They don't plan for or assess risks. They run around spraying water and chemicals on everything, regardless of effectiveness or cost. But meanwhile, they crowd out private fire control efforts. They tell us to flee, and then they put an antique government bureaucracy in charge and expect us to be happy about it. Finally, when the disaster ends, the federal government dumps billions in aid as a way of placating us. This is an insane approach.
Our own money. The government's not dumping any aid.
It's an insane approach, or rather, it's the only sane approach if the goal is to see civilization wiped out and meanwhile expand the state. Oh, there's one more action that government takes. Officials express profound sadness and regret that it's all happening. And we just sit back and say, well, heck, I guess there's nothing that can be done about it.
They're sad.
Ridiculous! Are we under the impression that private markets can't handle risk management? Private markets specialize in protection of property, particularly against natural risks. If the land were privately owned, it would be protected against burning through better management. If it had to be burned, the burning would be controlled. Unexpected events like droughts and winds would be calculated into management decisions. What's more, there would be serious liability issues. Any owner of property who let fires rage would be directly responsible for imposing fires on others. This is the way markets work. If my bathtub overflows, floods my house, and then the waters flood my neighbor's house, I am responsible via my insurance policy.
Right, so.
So, yes, there would be a price to pay for fires on your land that harm others' property. But what do we have today? Well, we have fires that are no one's responsibility. Oddly, and by some strange practice that dates back to the beginning of time, rulers are not to be held responsible for actions that take place on their watch. It's called sovereign immunity.
And it's just wrong.
So the government is not liable. It should be, but it isn't. So putting government in charge is always a perfect storm for disaster without responsibility. Your job, citizen, is to flee, pay, and obey. It gives new meaning to the famous quote from George Washington, government is not reason, it's not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Yep.
Great little story.
It is a great one.
I love him.
I'd hate to find out that he didn't really say that crap.
No, he did.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just think about it. Now, Julia, my girlfriend, was on the radio and on television the other day, and one of the issues came up. There's a fire station issue here in Keene, New Hampshire. Like, well, where should we build the new fire station? Should it be here or over here? Should we keep it where it is? That's what the issue is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, that led to a discussion about volunteerizing the funding for the fire department, which they didn't, the callers on one particular show didn't take too kindly to that idea.
No, I can imagine that went very, very poorly.
And they were pretty hostile towards her about it, and she hadn't quite yet formed her viewpoint.
It's not an easy question to deal with. Yeah.
Right. And so, but I think Lou Rockwell's making an interesting point here that should be brought up, that you can't sue the government fire department if they don't protect you. Like, you can pull the fire alarm, and then you just have to cross your fingers and hope that they get there in time to put it out before too much damage is done. There is no liability when it comes to government fire protection. And so when she offered the solution of, well, let's just find voluntary ways to do things, and then they said, well, volunteer fire departments, they just, you know, they don't get there in time. And she said, well, no, it's not necessarily that it would have to be a volunteer fire department. We could have the marketplace handle these things via insurance policies and that sort of thing. And even though she stated that, and to people like us, that makes sense. Oh, fire insurance. I'd buy that. Right? Wouldn't you buy that as a homeowner? You'd purchase some fire insurance.
Everybody does.
Your insurer might want you to have that in order to insure your house in the first place. But now because government's around, the insurers presume the government will take care of the situation.
Sure, why wouldn't they? It's more cost-effective.
Right, and they leave it at that. But people didn't get it. Like, some of the people that called in, they acted as though if the government weren't taking care of fire protection,
we would all be swept up into a big flaming mess.
If there was a fire started, your house will burn down. That there's no way that it could possibly be protected by people in the marketplace, by people in search of profit. And it's so myopic. I don't understand. Why is it that people are so obsessed with having the government handle fire protection? Well, because it's always been that way?
No, it's because people don't want to think about fires. Fires are a bad thing to think about, not much fun to think about a fire. And secondly, I don't have to deal with it on a regular basis. I would like, you know, from the average citizen standpoint, I want that fire thing taken care of. And the government says that it takes care of fires. I haven't seen anybody who can take care of fires better than the government.
Right.
They have some wins. Certainly they have some losses, but after all, it's fire.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, buy your insurance, you're going to try to be careful with fire, and then if something happens, the fire department takes care of it. It's completely an issue of just abdication of responsibility.
Right. What about whatever happened to smoke detectors? And I keep two or three fire extinguishers in the house at all times.
Darn well better.
Yeah, I've got two here as well. Now, I don't know, we were actually corrected. I was corrected because I used the term abdicate before, but I think abrogate might be the right one. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, well, our listeners are smarter than we are.
I know. 800-259-9231. Smartest listeners in all of talk radio. That's my claim. Anyway, you can bring up anything. Hour number two is coming up. There's a new secret weapon that I think us liberty activists need to take on. Monkeys. We'll explain. Coming up in hour two. This is Free Talk Live.
You need a new computer, but don't seem to have the money to buy one. Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of those